Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you like to bet on football, or if you play fantasy football, or even if you're just kind of curious as to kind of what people are thinking, if fans are thinking, there is a great website. It's called The Action Network. And this section is dedicated to that. Chad Millman of the Action Network joins us. It is sponsored by Action Network. If you're looking for an edge, download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. And, of course, right now we're talking with Chad, who joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Chad.
The Chad.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Chad, how much does adding Jalen Ramsey to the even though we don't even know if he's going to play, how much does that change the line in Vegas?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's rare that you're going to get a guy on the defensive side of the ball who has that much of an impact on the point spread. Like, going back in the past few years, the only person playing defense who really could move the, could swing the line was J.J. Watt when he was in that stretch where he was defensive MVP for a couple of years. Other than that, like, the only time the line moves is because of the quarterback not playing. Those are the only people that really make a difference. It's always going to be about public perception. So if bookmakers were seeing money coming in on the Rams because all of a sudden bettors were thinking this defense is going to be better because of Jalen Ramsey, then they would start reacting to it, but they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't do anything in advance.
We're talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network. I'm on your site at actionnetwork.com, and I'm looking at tonight's game between Kansas City and Denver. Are people starting to express some not concern, but a little bit of, you know, consternation at the Kansas City Chiefs for the way they played the last couple of weeks on offense?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, they went what I think something like 16 straight weeks or something like that, scoring 25 points or at least 25 points at a game, and they've had trouble getting there each of the past 2 weeks. Their offensive line is banged up. Patrick Mahomes is banged up. Their defense, whether it was healthy or not, isn't very good. And they're playing at Broncos team, and this line opened, I think, at 4, and now it's at 3, so the professional money has come in on the Broncos. They're playing a Broncos team that is 2-4. They've won 2 in a row. But you could look at a couple of their games and, like, you know, a couple of last-second losses there, and they're easily 4-2, and their defense is really good. And so people got so caught up early in the year in the fact they were starting Joe Flacco, who really over the last few years has just been diminished in terms of his reputation. And so people didn't want to bet on him. So you've seen a lot of the money come in. I feel like the line is sort of where it should be right now at -3 with the Chiefs. I don't think that on a line or a total there's a play for me right now.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking about man Chad Millman from the Action Network. Now, you were talking about this earlier about how quarterbacks move the line and stuff. How does the line change when you have quarterback changes like Mariota to Tannehill and Fitzpatrick from Rosen? And how does Vegas adjust those lines when you have those different quarterbacks coming in?
So it really depends on the quarterback, right? If you're talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers to his backup or Tom Brady to his backup, you're going to have a massive line change. There's like 7-8 points difference between who that quarterback is and who the backup is. And a lot of times, you know, Mariota Tannehill, not going to make a difference. Even this year when Eli Manning was benched in favor of Daniel Jones, the spread on that game, I think it was against the Bucks. It was a 7-point spread. It didn't move at all, right? You were taking out Eli Manning, who historically could be a Hall of Fame quarterback, 2 Super Bowls, and he was coming out for a rookie who had never played. The line didn't move because it was really based on the quality of the quarterback right now, right? And so Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota, not much of a difference. Josh Rosen and Ryan Fitzpatrick, not that much of a difference, like in terms of bettors and in the eyes of bookmakers. So those are not two guys that are going to move the line significantly.
Talking with Chad Millman of the Action Network, Rams and Falcons, the line has actually dropped. You know, the Falcons still underdogs at home, getting 3 points against the Rams. How are you going to play this game, Chad?
I think I like the Falcons, and I know I've come on this show every single week and talked about how I don't like the Falcons in just about any spot. And sadly for Falcons fans, I've been right just about every single week. But I actually like them in this spot. I tend to favor short home favorites as it is. The Rams right now are just not playing very well. Jalen Ramsey or no Jalen Ramsey, this is not a team that is functioning at a higher level. What's really concerning is their offensive line is horrible. You know, defenses are getting to Jared Goff. I think they are worst in the league in sort of quarterback pressures allowed. And the flip side is you get the Falcons coming home, bad couple of weeks. This is kind of it, right? Like, they don't win this game, and whether or not Dan Quinn is let go next week or at the end of the year, this feels like a referendum on him and his staff and his philosophy. So I would favor the short home dog in this spot.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute. Let me, because you said something that I kind of glossed up. I mean, I kind of latched on to. They have an offensive line that gives up a lot of pressures on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Are you telling me in so many words that we could potentially get some sacks this weekend?
Some what?
That may be the case.
I'm not trying to hold your feet to the fire, but I'm saying when you say stuff like that to me, Chad, I ain't heard nothing else you said but the fact that the Rams give up pressure on the quarterback. So are you telling me that this weekend might be a momentous occasion for us to get the sacks on the quarterback?
I'm not going to promise anything, but I will promise that there's a better opportunity to do it this week than there has been in any other week.
You know what? We've been
against the Texans.
We've been in so much of a sack drought here in Atlanta. We'll take close. That's an almost.
All you need in this game, right? Like
we need some sacks.
Off a little bit.
Hey, sacks.
Hey, Chad, do my buddy Hugh a favor here. Set a line just right now for us publicly. Over under number of sacks the Falcons get this week.
Just a friendly wager. Just friendly.
I will put it at 1.5.
Hey, you know what? And which way you lead it, Chad?
I'm going to lean to the over.
Hey, I'll take it. The bar is kind of set kind of low, but that's cool. It's cool. It's better than it has been in the last 3 weeks. I'll take it. I'll take it all day.
Yeah, they haven't had a sack since Indianapolis. On
the drought.
22nd of September.
The drought.
Oh, God, mercy.
Ain't nobody scoring.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. There will be a cheer if they get a sack, from the five people that are there. But there'll be a cheer at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Oh, come on. I mean, it's right now we're just all well. Hey, I want to go to the college football side of things just for a moment, Chad, if I can. Georgia Tech gets 18 points on the road against Miami. I don't know how – to me it's interesting if you're playing – and I know it seems like I picked this game out of the air, but it's a local game for us. If you're playing, some teams – can you find value as a bettor in games that nobody really is looking at? When you can find a team that might be, nobody's looking at Georgia Tech and Miami. I saw Georgia Tech play a second half last week that would lead me to believe that maybe they could play and hang with Miami, not win the game, but just hang with Miami.
Well, look, I think that the $50 you bet on Georgia Tech and Miami is worth the same as the $50 you're going to bet on Kansas City and Denver, right? Like, and that's how bettors make their money is they're constantly looking at the board for where they can find value, and they're constantly looking at the teams that nobody else is paying attention to. That's why so many bettors were betting the Fun Belt game last night, right? Like, that's a game where it's exciting and it's interesting and it's fun to have a Wednesday night game, but it's not the kind of game that, like, is going to get massive attention from the wide audience, right? And so it's the same reason why college basketball for so many years was the sport that professional bettors bet on more than any other, because there are so many games and they start in October. So they're starting when football is going on and NBA is going on, a World Series is going on and college football is going on. So it's harder for bookmakers to keep track of it. So your theory is 100% right. Like, bettors are going to bet wherever they can find the value. They don't care who's playing.
Chad Millman of the Action Network. We tell you to go to actionnetwork.com and check out the live odds. It's really an interesting way. It's not just a static page. It's live odds, and you can watch the money roll in on games and become a fan of the Action Network. Chad, thanks very much.
Thanks. You the man.
All right, folks. Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.